time. Did you tell Mr. Tully we'd arrive, Peter?
I said we'd be there by 10.
Oh, well, we'd better get a move on, then.
Yes, look, darling, I'll finish the dishes. Jeremy can dry, can't you, Jeremy?
If you like.
Yes, good boy. Get a cloth out of the drawer. And you go upstairs, Liz. Get the girls sorted out.
You sure?
Yes, certain.
It is a business, isn't it? Going anywhere with children.
Oh, darling, we're only going as far as Camden Town with the children. After that, we'll be free as air.
Yes.
Go on, go on. Go upstairs and make sure they're all washed and combed.
Right.
You sure you're not going to change your mind, Jeremy?
Positive.
I'm sure the Tullys would love to have you. Mrs. Tully said you could come.
I know she did.
Mrs. Tully give you a marvellous time at the boatyard.
I know.
Well, why don't you want to go? Is it because the girls are going?
No, it's not that.
I thought you liked boats.
I do, but...
But what?
I want to spend Sunday with Mum, that's all.
Oh, well, fair enough. It's just that you don't get the chance of going to the boatyard every Sunday, and you did spend last Sunday with Lynn and Matt. Still, if that's what you want. We'll drop you off on our way to Tully, shall we?
Oh, you don't need to drop me off. I can go round to the old bakery on my own.
Yeah.
Oh, is that all the drying up?
Yes, I think that's the lot.
Well, I'll just go and put my shoes on then.
Right you are. Oh, Jeremy.
Yes?
You can go round to Lynn and Matt's on your own, that's fine. But we'll pick you up this evening, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, it's me.
Trudy!
I'm back.
I thought... Hang on, I'll turn the record player off. There.
Sorry to deprive you of your Sunday morning brah.
You recognised it?
Yeah, well, I was a cellist, remember?
Yes, you said. Well, how are you?
Okay.
How was Scotland?
Scotland?
The TV appearance.
Oh, that. Oh, pretty good.
Good. I... did try to get in touch with you on the Friday. I said I would, and I did.
Oh.
A man answered the phone.
Oh, my father, I expect.
He didn't sound like your father.
Look, if you're going to start getting possessive...
No, I'm not being possessive. I just wonder.
Well, don't. Look, I've missed you, Dickon.
Have you?
Yeah. I want to see you again. Soon. How about coming round?
Look... Why don't we go out to lunch? We could go for a walk first.
A walk?
Oh, why not?
Well, make a change, I suppose. Oh, I don't know. It's lovely and warm here. And I told you, I don't go out with men. Not outside.
Yes. You've done a lot of telling me how you like to run your relationships. But you see, I don't want to come round to your flat again and just be, well, have sex and leave. I want to spend time with you. Do ordinary things, like going for walks and having lunch and talking about music.
Oh.
So, are you coming for a walk with me or not?
Is that Yorkshire pudding I smell cooking?
It is. Jeremy's favourite.
Oh, not to mention mine. Where is Jeremy, by the way?
He's up in his room with a new construction kit I gave him. The Spitfire.
I haven't heard a peep out of him all morning.
Oh, he's very quiet. I hope he's not sickening for something.
Ah, here he is now.
Hello.
Oh, you finished it. That was quick.
Yes. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Scott.
Look. Isn't it super? I wish I'd been a Spitfire pilot.
Yeah, that's a very professional job. Oh, how's things?
All right.
Enjoy your first week back at school, eh?
Mm.
Don't sound as if you enjoyed it much.
Feeling all right, Jeremy. Look a bit peaky.
I'm all right.
Your mother's doing roast beef in Yorkshire for lunch.
Yes, I know. Where's Alexis?
That's a very good question. Where is Alexis?
We think he spent the night at a friend's.
Oh. Will he be back this afternoon?
He'd better be.
Is Rob coming over?
Rob's busy at the restaurant today, darling. One of us has got to be there, you see.
Oh.
Is that why you're a bit fed up? There's none of the big boys are here for you to play with.
I'm not fed up.
Are you wishing you'd gone with the girls, maybe, to the boatyard?
No.
Well, what is it, darling? Please tell me.
Oh, it isn't anything.
Well, it must be something. Is everything all right at school?
Yes.
Are you going to paint the Spitfire, Jeremy?
I can't. Not till I go back. All my paints are at Dad's house now.
Oh, well, we'll have to get you some more for here.
Doesn't matter. I'm there nearly all the time now.
Yes.
Mum?
Yes?
You know when you and Daddy go and talk to the judge?
Who told you that?
Liz, you are going to talk to the judge, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Well, can I talk to him too?
I don't know, darling.
Only I want to tell him where I want to live. How will he know if I don't tell him?
Well, that was a delicious lunch, Sally.
Yes, it certainly was. Mm. Absolutely delicious. Thank you.
Who cooks the Sunday lunch in your house these days, Peter? Now Liz is working full time.
Oh, Sundays Liz very often does.
But you have to cook the rest of the time, I dare say.
Oh, yes, yes, I do most of it.
But she helps with the washing up, does she?
Oh, yes, yes. Now then, if I nag her.
And you look after all the children?
Yes, 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 I do.
And how many is it you've got?
Four.
Four children? I must say, I think you people are marvellous.
If I'd given Sally half a chance, she'd have been running the Hampstead Herald.
Or the Milton Monk Empire. Who knows?
Well, why stop there, darling? You could be running the country. Look at Maggie Thatcher.
I don't imagine she's running the country because Dennis looked after the children.
No, not at all. She's running the country because she's a very able woman, whatever one thinks of her politics. That's what I always say. It's ability that counts.
What I can never make Milton understand is that running a house is a very demanding occupation.
Mm. I should think so, particularly one this size.
I suppose Liz has told you, Peter, that since she's been made editor, she's changing everything that can be changed.
No.
Now, that isn't even true.
We're not going to recognize the paper by the time she's finished with it. I was hoping you might put the brake on her for me, Peter.
Well, I don't think
she's scrapped the editorial meeting. She's doing away with the woman's pay.
Oh, but that was so good. Milton brought some copies home to show me.
Sacked the woman's page editor.
Milton, that's not true. She left.
Did she jump or was she pushed? She's gone, anyway.
Yes, and just as well. But since we're on the subject, Milton, I hope you're going to agree to my advertising for a successor to Miss Moon.
What do you mean? You haven't got a woman's page anymore.
No, but we're still one short on the staff.
Hey, listen. I don't think we ought to be talking shop like this, do you? It's very boring for Peter and Sally. Why don't you phone me during the week and we can get together and discuss all this?
Right. Now, admit you enjoyed the walk.
Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact, except for worrying that someone was going to recognize me.
No one's going to recognize you. You're not that famous, you know.
No?
No. Anyone would think you were Paul McCartney, the way you carry on. Anyway, you look quite different without all that makeup.
Do I?
Yes. Prettier. Listen, do you fancy a spot of lunch?
Oh, no, I don't want to go to a restaurant. My agent would go potty if he knew I was just wandering around Hampstead with you.
Your agent? Or your other boyfriend?
Which one?
The one who answered the phone when I rang.
Oh, him.
What did he say when we made it to the Junius Spelgrove column?
He wasn't very pleased, but things could be worse.
It seems to me the worst's already happened. The gossip columnists know who your latest lover is.
And who says you're my latest?
You really like to put the knife in, don't you?
It's one of my little weaknesses, yeah. Sorry. Dickon.
Yes?
I would like some lunch. Thank you.
Did you know, Peter, your wife's changing everything? I was hoping you might put a brake on her for me.
Oh, my God, I've never heard anything so patronizing.
Darling, I don't think he meant any harm. He talks exactly the same way to his own wife.
I know, I noticed, but I'm not his wife.
Liz, if I were you, I'd worry a bit less about the style of what he said and a bit more about the content.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, he really slithered away when he mentioned a replacement for Jill Moon.
I know. We mustn't talk shop. He was the one who started talking shop. And then when he didn't like the turn the conversation was taking, he just closed the subject.
Well, it'll be easier in the week when he isn't your host.
God, I hope so.
Here we go.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. I just feel so apprehensive these days whenever I pick Jeremy up.
Because you think Lynn's going to keep him?
Oh, no. I'm sure she wouldn't do that. She wouldn't be so stupid. No, because I don't feel Jeremy wants to be with us anymore.
Oh, it's only till he gets used to the old situation again, Peter. I'm sure of that.
Are you? I wish I was.
Yes. Okay, I twist.
Oh,
Mark, this has gone back.
It's not fair. Why do I never have no luck?
Lynn?
Dick.
I wonder what she's got in her hand, eh?
I'm not telling. Don't peek, Jeremy.
All right, Jeremy, your turn.
I'll buy one.
Huh?
And another.
Right.
Twist. Huh? A 3! 21! 21! What a dream I've got!
Oh, you can't believe
it. I'll go.
You know, that's a 5-card trick. You get double for that. You're lucky.
I was waiting for a 3. I just knew I was going to get one.
You are a lucky gambler. You know that.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
It's very bad the
way
you
move all
the time.
Let's see what I've got first. There's a jack.
Jeremy.
Yes?
Daddy's here, darling. It's time for you to go. ¶¶